Madigan had to ask his initial pick for the seat to resign not even 3 days into his tenure this week, citing a zero-tolerance policy over, quote, alleged questionable conduct. What that conduct was is not public information, and Madigan would not talk about it Thursday when he presided over a second meeting to choose a replacement.
No, I'm not going to get into that.
Madigan said there had been a vetting process for 26-year-old Edward Garakodet, who had worked for him and his handpicked Chicago alderman Marty Quinn for the past 4 years. But the allegations came to light in the 48 hours after he was appointed Sunday.
The proper questions were asked. Proper questions were asked.
Instead, Madigan on Thursday chose Angie Guerrero-Cuellar for the House seat he held for more than 50 years. Guerrero-Cuellar works at a nonprofit on Chicago's Southwest Side and got emotional talking about what her appointment means to her immigrant family, especially her mother.
Her determination and her will and her success. I mean, I had her stand next to me when I took that oath because this position is not about me. It's about her and the choices that she made and my dad made.
Latino political power has grown on the city's Southwest Side in the decades since Madigan first took office. I'm Hannah Meisel.